Hi, Rich Wilson calling again on the January 17th call. Got cut off on the satellite link there. So anyway, we're making our way east out of the middle of this the trough for this big storm. It was Tropical Storm Hedda, or Extra Tropical Storm Hedda. And it seems to have had our name on it for 6 days. Now we've been under its influence from that last ice gate when we decided to drive south out of its way. It was supposed to be coming through and then get out of the way, but it didn't. It stayed up in between the two big highs in the Pacific and was spinning off secondary lows. It would elongate a big trough, and then a new low would break off and head off towards Cape Horn. And anyway, we finally made our way across it. And it is supposed to, according to this current weather file, move behind us down southeast and finally get out of here. That'll be amazing. So anyway, hopefully that doesn't change. We've got about 18 hours more of current conditions, which are about 30 knots of wind from the north, 30 knots of wind from the north. Pretty big seas, but since this is built fairly steadily, deliberately, and not too rapidly, and we don't have too big sharp steep seas. We've got kind of long rollers, but they're breaking every once in a while and kind of comes over the boat, fills the cockpit about halfway up. But we're beam reaching across it with a storm jib and three reefs in the main. The mainsail's out pretty far. The boat's making 10.5 knots, so seems about as accommodating to the sea state as we could do and still make progress in the right direction. And really, the progress is as much towards the ice gate as just going to get away from the flow. Although the barograph is steady, which means that we're sort of keeping pace with one of the isobar lines. As the low comes in behind us, it's expanding a bit. But it doesn't seem as though it's going to be compressing the isobars and making the winds too much stronger. I think we'll get probably 35, maybe 38, 40 knots of wind, but I don't think we'll get more than that. Hopefully it should have a momentary, well, not momentary, it's still lingering there until in 6 hours we'll get some France Meteo weather reports. It was one that's a little bit contradictory to the other France Meteo picture files of the surface analysis, and as well for these group files, is of some concern. But we'll see what they say in 6 hours anyway. So very much looking forward to seeing that. And we just got a weather file in recently, which seems to be consistent with the previous one. So anyway, we're continuing along. That's about it from here. Just kind of hunkered down, trying to make our way out of this storm and get across into that other ice gate, be there in a day and a half or so, for about 325 miles or 350 miles, something like that. So that's the next goal. And then we'll clear off and head down towards Cape Horn. I talked to Murray Lister today. He called. It was great. Murray was chief mate aboard New Zealand Pacific back in 1990, and he's been calling every couple of days from New Zealand, where he lives since Johnny Melvin had to retire from the race and been alone out here. Asked Murray if he could give a call every couple of days, and he has. It's been great to talk to somebody who's a veteran down here, and a sailor as well. Great to talk to him every couple of days. It's a good peace of mind there to hear from him. So anyway, that's about it, and we'll check with you again tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be further along the track and perhaps on the going out of this influence of this system. So that'll be great. Okay, that's it. Great American 3 off, clear.